relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I feel like I'm on one of those rides at the amusement arcade. I'm going from one roller coaster to another. We've just got Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tonsing out of the building, and we've taken a photograph in the green room with our next guests today. All 3 hours, it's Obamagate, and we have two people who really... You could say they are the media. Because nobody else is doing any real work, at least not investigative journalism. Of course, you know who they are. You've seen them every night on Fox News. You've seen them writing their reports. John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist, executive vice president at The Hill. You can follow him, J. Solomon Reports. And Sarah Carter, Twitter, Sarah Carter DC, Fox News contributor, award-winning national security war correspondent. She's got a very... aggressive, warry picture on Twitter. She's in her flak jacket.
It's go a good one.
I know, it's a good one.
Notice my earrings?
No, I wasn't that looking at your earrings. You know what I love? We're having a good time and we're smiling. We're talking about the biggest political scandal in American history, but we're not going to let it get us down because we're here for the truth and we're here to salvage our nation. I think 3 hours is scratching the surface, but if there's anybody who can open the aperture for us to help us understand what we need to know and what needs to happen next, it's you two. So thank you for joining us today. Where to begin? We have a cast of characters. It's like a movie. It's like a theater play. You've got your list of characters. You've got your libretto. Let's do it this way. Let's start with the one sentence summary. The Martian has landed. The Martian is in the green room with the little bug eyes and the antenna coming out of their head. How do you describe to them the last, let's say, 4 years that I call the Obamagate scandal? What's your one sentence, Sarah, and what's yours, John? Go.
I would describe it to them as feeling like I have been in an alter universe where everything that we believed, we trusted in our country, in our agencies, has flipped upside down, and now we're trying to correct the wrong. That's the only way to explain
it. So an alternate universe where up was down was up. John Solomon.
Right.
That's a good description. Listen, the American intelligence community was weaponized to carry out the greatest political dirty trick in history, and in the process, a lot of civil liberties were trampled. And that should matter whether you're Democrat, Republican, or independent, or Martian. We have never seen our law enforcement agencies misused this way before, and a political campaign managed to hijack them.
The president has said on more than one occasion in recent months, this must never happen again to any president.
And it's not just about presidents. I think it's about private citizens. We didn't mea culpa, in the last hour, we didn't even mention the word unmasking.
Right.
And unmasking, right. Part of this scandal, this multifarious, multi-leveled scandal, affected literally hundreds of Americans whose names were inappropriately unmasked in U.S. intelligence intercepts. Let's start at the beginning. Let's talk about the potential genesis. Why is John Brennan key to understanding Obamagate? Let's start with you, John.
So there are a couple of key points where you see a CIA director injecting himself into what is normally a domestic intelligence operation. The first is in late July. We know for certain, because he testified to this, he sent an electronic communication to James Comey saying, I think you should look into this whole Russia-Trump thing. Very unusual for a CIA director to make that sort of a communique.
It's not the job of the CIA director to task the FBI.
No. And in fact, by their charter, the CIA is prohibited from focusing on domestic intelligence operations. Why did he have that interest? And then, unaware that the FBI had opened their investigation on July 31st, he does what I call the greatest end run in the Gang of Eight. He goes to Harry Reid all by himself and briefs Harry Reid on the Steele dossier, what's emerging. Then he realizes, oh my gosh, I've left the trail. I got to interview or tell the other seven members of the Gang 8 to make this look official. Mm-hmm. And what does Harry Reid do? He starts the political process of getting this information out. That is an action of a CIA director that seems to be exceeding his capabilities, his responsibilities. And that's why we have a lot of questions about what went on before the FBI opened its investigation July 31. I think that period, February 2016 to July 2016, is going to be more involvement of John Brennan. We just got to keep digging.
Well, I remember when John and I first stumbled on that with Harry Reid. And remember, I contacted John Brennan. I specifically contacted and asked him, when did you first know about the dossier? Did you know about the dossier on these times?
The Steele dossier that was used, the propaganda that was used through Fusion GPS to acquire that illegal FISA warrant to spy on the Trump campaign.
Absolutely. I spoke to his handler, basically the man that was running everything for him, worked with him at the CIA at the time, too. And I was told he didn't know anything about it until December 2016. I said, that cannot
John
be
John Brennan
true.
Didn't know anything until
That's
December
correct. 2016.
After the election.
I actually have the emails. I have the exchange. That's what I was told. I wrote him back and I said, it's impossible for me to believe that the former CIA director had no concept of a document of a foreign intelligence officer, a former foreign intelligence officer, about the president or then candidate Donald Trump. Had absolutely no idea about it until December 2016, when reporters in Washington, D.C. all knew
Everybody knew about the document.
Right. And this is a foreign document, right? This is a foreign document. So then they came back and they said, well, look, he heard about it, but he didn't actually handle it. That was the FBI. Yeah. That was the FBI. This is where
the same FBI that he's trying to task...
That's
to
right.
look into things.
And if you remember, there are these great text messages in early August of 2016 where Page and Stroker are talking about the FBI, or CIA has its own storyline.
So this is FBI. These are people at the highest level of the FBI.
Right.
One of them's in charge of counterintelligence.
Yep.
One of them ran the investigation of Hillary's server.
Right.
And they're saying what, John Solomon?
And the other is the lawyer for Andy McCabe, the deputy FBI director. And they're talking about the CIA has a story and we don't necessarily want to subscribe to it. Why does the CIA have a story about their FBI investigation?
That's absolutely true. And a lot of people, they pass this part of those text messages over. You're so right, John. Those are so important because they reveal that the agency had already known about a major story that was actually very concerning to the FBI as well. And remember, the FBI was being dragged in on multiple levels. The FBI was not only being dragged in by John Brennan, but you have McCain and McCain's aide, former Senator McCain.
Was pushing the Steele dossier around Washington, D.C.
That's right.
John McCain's staffer.
And it's very important.
That's right.
When we got the Bruce Orr documents, thanks to Judicial Watch, his good work a couple weeks ago.
They'll be in the studio next.
Judicial Watch.
The McCain story was we pushed it after the election and gave it to the FBI. Bruce Orr's notes say McCain staffers had it and were before October.
Who's Bruce Orr?
Bruce Orr is a senior Justice Department official whose wife worked for Fusion GPS with Christopher Steele.
Okay, as a Russia expert, a Russia linguist.
She's former CIA analyst or contractor.
She is in the opposition research smear shop run by Glenn Simpson that is interfacing with a... I can't believe I'm saying this. Is interfacing with a former MI6 intelligence agent who was stationed in Moscow to write this dossier of propaganda to use as the reason to spy the Trump campaign. Am I making any mistakes?
Not at all.
None. I mean, look,
kind of scary. Yeah.
Well, here is a foreign intelligence officer, a former, but they're always an intelligence officer. He was reporting back to MI6. MI6 was well aware. GCHQ was well aware of what was going on.
This is massively important. So the next thing we're going to talk about is the involvement or what is technically called liaison services. Right. What is the culpability? What's the exposure of GCHQ, the British NSA? What's the exposure of the British intelligence community, the Australian government, and potentially even the Italians? Again, I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is all documentable. And who's been documenting it? My guests for this hour on America First, John Solomon of The Hill, Vice President. He is in charge of The Hill TV. Follow him at J Solomon Reports and Sarah Carter, Sarah A. Carter, and sarahcarter.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist of the president. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 300 stations and platforms, including iTunes. Check it out right now. Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
We are back with our special guest on this special day. It is Sarah Carter and John Solomon of The Hill and Fox News, people who were out there at the front of this years ago and never gave up and have been proven right. We're going to talk about the international web of Obamagate, but first, we need to ask for your help. Food for the Poor is helping those people who have escaped Venezuela. A fifth of the population has left that hellhole, and they are stuck in Colombia, and they need our help. These are families with children who need food and clean water. Listen to Tim Padgett of WLRN in South Florida regarding the conditions these people have escaped.
Venezuela's annual inflation rate could hit 10 million% this year. Life-threatening, at least for the tens of millions of poor and working-class Venezuelans who don't have access to dollars. But even if you have dollars, shortages of basic necessities like food and medicine and now electricity are getting more acute.
With your help, we can make a difference. We have the food. It's been donated. We have the water. All we need are donations to ship it to these people who are stuck in Colombia. $100 feeds 2,500 hungry mouths. Please help. Be a good Samaritan today. It is so easy. From the comfort of your home, from your office, you can go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click the Crisis in Latin America banner, and a donation in any amount will make a massive difference. You can call them if you prefer. Food for the Poor, 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website. It's a couple of clicks. SebGorka.com, Crisis in Latin America. I thank you. The children and their families, you will be helping. Thank you. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Food for the Poor. This story is so gargantuan in terms of the agencies involved, the people targeted, the techniques that were used, the external contractors that were dipping into NSA databases, you name it. That's without mentioning the external, international facet of this story. Talk to us, if you will, please, with regards to the involvement of the British Liaison Services, GCHQ, potentially the Australian government and the Italians. Who wants to start?
I'll let John start since he just broke the last story on that.
Yes.
I really think it was an incredible story.
Yeah, there's a lot there, but we don't know a lot. We're missing a lot of visibility on it. It's one of the few places where Congress didn't get much penetration during its investigations, and I suspect it's why Bill Barr might have been in London recently.
Yes.
To get a more complete account of what is going on.
So why London? Let's talk about what's the exposure in London.
About a year and a half ago, when Sarah and I worked together, I wrote a column called London Bridges Falling Down, The Curious Origins of the Russia Case, and it noted that so many of the early activities that predated July 31st seemed to occur in London. Carter Page gets invited to a conference at Cambridge. Papadopoulos invited by a London organization to go to Rome. The FBI counterintelligence chief makes a mysterious trip in May to London. And so we began to hear from sources that England probably was in some way, the British government was probably assisting the probe, and that the game might have been, and this is a common game in the intelligence community, lure American onto foreign soil, let the foreigners spy on them because you can't do that yet. And if you get enough evidence, then you can open up
goes back and forth, right. Sebastian. Yeah. That exchange goes back and forth. The British use us for the same thing.
Exactly. Let's be very clear here. There's a reason we have constitutional protections against the intelligence community spying against American citizens to prevent exactly the kind of political espionage that you see in authoritarian regimes. Right. What is posited here is that John Brennan at CIA, Clapper at DNI, devise an end run. If you can get somebody else's intelligence agency to spy on an American who's not on U.S. soil, that's not against our Constitution. And then they can tell us, hey, George Papadopoulos said something to the Australian ambassador, or Carter Page inferred something, and then that can be used as the predicate what otherwise would be illegal. Fair summary?
Fair summary. And it makes me wonder, I'm sure it makes your listeners wonder, how many times has this been done before?
Yes.
How many other nations have done this during elections?
They didn't
how
has invent this happened? This
exactly.
In 2016.
This wheel was not invented, right?
You're right.
In 2016. So
great
then
point,
we go
Sarah.
To then we go to Stefan Halper, right?
Okay, so who is Stefan Halper and whose son-in-law is he?
Oh, yes. So CIA. I mean, he has direct connections into the CIA, and it was with Ray, his father-in-law. Was Ray, I'm trying to remember his last name right now.
Famous former CIA.
Former CIA, and I'm not going to say the name because I might be saying it wrong, but I remember Ray.
Yep.
And then he basically he was teaching at Cambridge as a professor. Now, remember, he was also being paid. He's an American, connections to the CIA. He has a long history of being an informant for the FBI as well.
So a human intelligence asset for the FBI.
He was collecting information during the Reagan-Carter run for presidency. Well, we know this.
Well, he was involved in the alleged scandal over the stealing of the Carter debate briefing book, if
that's
you believe
right.
the reports at the time. So
yeah,
he's been a man of mischief for quite some time.
Well, he has been a man of mischief. And what's really interesting is that he was being paid by the Office of Net Assessment. I did a big story on this with
so
Adam
this,
Lovinger.
This is the big, the small but highly influential DOD think tank that's been there since the time of Nixon, run by the same person until 18 months ago.
Right.
And they have a slush fund of monies they provide to academics and researchers, including an FBI asset called Stephen Halper.
That's right. And you're looking at not just tens of thousands of dollars, but hundreds of thousands of dollars. And some have reported close to $1 million that he has received through the Office of Net Assessment for various contracts and projects.
Yeah.
That's how he lured George Papadopoulos, remember, to London.
So George Papadopoulos, the unpaid volunteer advisor, low-ranking individual in the Trump campaign, is invited off U.S. soil to meet Halper, and then up turns, I've never heard of this before, a rank of FBI researcher who is traveling under an assumed name called Azra Turk. I've heard of legal attaches. I've heard of FBI special agents. What's this about, John Solomon?
Whenever someone uses a fake identity, you can almost always assume that it's an intelligence operation of some sort. We've seen that. Remember with Joseph Misud, another academic just like Halper, who intersects with Papadopoulos earlier than Halper. He has now told us through his lawyer on the record that when he introduced Papadopoulos to a woman he identified as Vladimir Putin's niece. She wasn't a niece. He was a student at his Link University campus who he asked to play that role. Again, those are all warning signs that there's some intelligence op going on. Maybe legitimate at the beginning, but we should all realize that these weren't regular academics. The most interesting thing is most of the early probes of the Trump campaign all seemed to come out of academia. It seemed to be the perfect cover place. To make these first contacts and probe who might be vulnerable to an offer from Russia.
Well, and look, I'm going to state with John really quick here, but I agree that maybe some of the people that worked as informants had no idea what the bigger picture or the bigger game was.
They wouldn't know.
But who certainly knew about it was the people in charge of those operations.
The client.
Right. Yeah. And I think Stefan Halper probably knew because his father-in-law was deputy director of the CIA, Ray Klein.
Ray Klein. I had Klein in my head, but I didn't want to go there.
Character. You knew it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We have only just begun. This is America First with John Solomon and Sarah Carter on the Salem Radio Network.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this week with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
Overcomer, in theaters this Friday. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
One last piece of the puzzle I need to ask now before I play some audio for our guest, John Solomon, Sarah Carter. There's a very peculiar thing that happens 3 days after the inauguration of President Trump. Out of the blue, quote-unquote, for family reasons, the chief of the British equivalent of the NSA, the Government Communications Headquarters, GCHQ, Robert Hannigan, just suddenly resigns. Why would he do that, John Sullivan?
We don't have a good answer, but there's a lot of speculation that whatever the Brits did to assist the FBI or the CIA earlier in Russiagate...
The Obama administration's request for assistance.
That would be... And listen, Britain doesn't do anything unless we ask them to do it, particularly when it involves our citizens. But it may have been something as a preemptive move to protect the prime minister or whatever with the new relationship with Trump. Remember, I've reported that Congress has some intelligence that the week before Donald Trump took office, two of the top security officials in Great Britain sent letters to Mike Flynn and his deputy suggesting there you might find out about some things here and whatever it is. No, we didn't do it on our own. Sort of a preemptive strike because they kind of figured out the president would find out what happened. But we've never gotten a good answer.
And let me just add, we also have the knowledge that Mike Rogers, the director, Admiral Rogers of the NSA, went to President-elect Donald Trump in Trump Tower without the permission of the president, without the informing Obama administration, to inform... Clearly, to inform President-elect Trump that something was happening, he was being targeted, and within 24 hours, Donald Trump decamped, left Trump Tower, and moved his operations to Bedminster.
Yeah,
that's right, because there was suspicion. And I've talked to a number of sources who have sources in MI6, who have sources in London involved in the intelligence community. I can tell you what they've told me. They have said that the British were shaking in their boots. They were terrified, terrified when President Trump was elected, that all of a sudden they would be responsible with our special relationship with the United States for spying on President Trump, on a president-elect.
Unthinkable.
It was unthinkable.
Let's listen to a description of, well, it's rather ironic. This is John Brennan, just earlier this year, describing the current incumbent of the White House. Cut five.
I think Donald Trump has been reaching into the authoritarian's toolbox for quite some time in terms of delegitimizing the press, undermining the institutions of government, trying to co-opt and control the institutions of law enforcement and intelligence.
My colleague Dennis Prager says when the left accuses somebody of doing something, the first thing you should do is ask whether they are doing it. Using authoritarian methods... Wouldn't using the NSA and the CIA and the FBI to spy on the other political party, isn't that what they do in authoritarian countries?
It is.
That's exactly what they do.
That's what makes a banana republic a banana republic.
Or, you know, Pakistan. I always say that. Or any other country in the world where their intelligence apparatus or their military has more power than the people or the government representing the people. And then you hear John Brennan make these allegations and you listen to Comey and you listen to Clapper. And it's almost as if there are rats on a sinking ship scrambling and screaming to save their lives. But there's also that edge to them, too, that says, you know, we're better than you.
Yes.
We know better than you. We're going to say whatever we want. We did this for our country. He's not worthy of being president of the United States. And really, the American public should take a good listen to what these type of folks were doing at the time. And this is the reason why John and I were so adamant on getting the stories out, because we knew what they were doing then. To a certain extent, not the full extent. And now we see it so brazenly. And that worries me. That worries me,
in,
Sebastian.
In the last minute we have in this segment, I will ask you this question before I need to hear you say to our audience again here on America First. What is your sense of how much of the whole conspiracy, including unmaskings, FISA, everything else, how much do we know with clarity right now, John, in the last Sarah?
I'd say about 30%. I think we're 70% in the dark
still.
So
the majority is still out there. Sarah Carter?
I'm going to have to agree with John. Anywhere between 25 and 30%. What I've been told is, you know, when you talk about the tip of the iceberg, we really are only looking at the tip of the iceberg. I think under the water is a massive mammoth iceberg that's getting ready to break.
But as the left hates it when I say it, I'm going to say it again. The Kraken has been unleashed. Attorney General Barr is on the warpath, and he has U.S. Attorney Durham on the case as well, who has a rather sterling reputation. Let me just say, Whitey Bulger et al. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is natural, pain relief that works. Don't take my word for it. Listen to my fellow colleagues, fellow faculty members here at Salem, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, who all endorse this product, as do I. Why? Because it's real, because we've taken it. When I launched this show, I was asked by Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind this absolutely fabulous supplement, if I'd endorse it. I said, no, not unless I've tried it and it works. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for almost a decade, for 9 years. Every time I went to Mass on Sunday and knelt down, it flared up and it was excruciating. I tried the 3-week quick starter pack. Within 2 weeks, my pain was gone, and it has yet to come back. Why? Because every morning with my industrial strength tea, I take those 4 capsules of Relief Factor, and with dinner, I do the same. It's proven ingredients, resveratrol, omega-3s, and curcumin, hit inflammation at the source and kill the pain where it is. That's the experience of tens of thousands of our listeners, and you could be the next person who is the success story. Go to relieffactor.com, see the video testimonials of your fellow Americans from across the country, and then immediately order your 3-week quick starter pack. It's just $19.95. Is liberty, is freedom from pain worth $20 to you? It was to me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with our special guests. Obamagate is the subject here on America First on the Salem Radio Network.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this week with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer, in theaters this Friday. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for BestHotGrill.com. Soleil infrared tailgate grills heat up to searing hot temperatures in only 3 minutes and grill food fast so you have more time to enjoy the pregame festivities. American Soleil infrared grills will make you the master of the tailgater with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot or backyard. Learn more about Soleil infrared grills and their unique try before you buy demo program at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a 4-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete 4-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
I think one of the best shows in American TV history, no? Come on. Absolutely, you know what it is. I'm Sebastian Gorka, this is America First. You've watched the Democrat debates, right? What comes up again and again? Healthcare. They want to cancel 160 million people's private health care and then nationalize Medicare, something that you have paid into. Perhaps your whole professional career will be given to those who haven't paid in a dime. Don't let them do it. Don't facilitate the AARP, which is not on your side. Join AMAC. AMAC is fighting for your health care to stay in your hands, under your control. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. The number, 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824, GorkaForAMAC.com. They are the good guys. 1.7 million Americans have already joined. We are with Sarah Carter and John Solomon of The Hill and Fox News, who are here helping us understand what is going on with Obamagate, the biggest political scandal in our history. We've got the figures from them. They've been at the forefront of this for 3 years. They think we only know 30% of the true extent of this conspiracy. Okay, in that case, the dark 70%. What is in there? What are you expecting under the new Attorney General and U.S. Attorney Durham? What are the answers? What are the questions that need to be answered?
I think we're going to find out there were tasking orders given to our allies to, after these Trump figures were lured to Europe to spy on them. We need to know what those tasking orders were. What were those intrusive measures? How far did the FBI get into the Trump organization? We know that Stephen Halper was in the White House in spring and summer of 17.
That's right.
He still under the control of the FBI at that moment, in which case the FBI was spying on the current president? That raises a lot of questions. I think there's contacts at the CIA with the Democratic National Committee. Why would the DNC be talking to the CIA? That's in a story I wrote this morning. And then I think in that entire part, what did the FBI know about Steele before they went to the court? How much did they hide from the FISA court about the flaws in their case? I think those are part of that 70%. A lot more, I'm sure, that Sarah's going
to come up with. We now know, Sarah, that the Trump campaign was approached multiple times human assets.
That's right.
Trying to lure them in.
Yeah.
And not once did they succeed. Sorry, go ahead, Sarah.
No, you're absolutely right. Look, there was a shocking story. You know, for me it was, and I broke that story on Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com, and the fact that I had no idea it came out of left field that he was in a relationship at one, you know, for a period of time with Maria Butina, who was, you know, accused of being a foreign agent,
unregistered foreign agent,
not a spy at all, but that there was all this communication between the FBI and Patrick Byrne. I had this verified with government sources, and I think it's shocking, and people can't even believe it. The CEO of Overstock.com involved in this.
Is voluntarily providing this information, and what happens?
Putting his whole company at risk. Voluntarily providing the information. The FBI does nothing. They lure him into this, then does nothing with it, and he feels like he needs to come forward and has. I think John brought up a lot of good points. Look, Office of Net Assessment. We just talked
inside
about
the
that.
Pentagon.
Inside the Pentagon. The DOD, Office of Net Assessment, having contracts with professors and others that the DOD Inspector General can't even gauge what these contracts
because
truly
are. Because there's nothing
are.
To show for
there's
them. Multi-million-dollar contracts.
Multi-million-dollar contracts.
No
these
receipts.
Are the same people.
So we're
no
positing
receipts.
What? We're positing what about ONA?
We're positing that it is possibly connected to the intelligence agencies.
And not only that, a DOD entity that may be used as a slush fund to spy on Americans.
Well, that appears to be what happened.
That's certainly the concern. You look at Chuck Grassley's letters from Senate Finance, Senate Judiciary to the Pentagon. He's been on this for 2 years. I think he has struck oil. I think there's going to be a significant revelation.
So
about
you think
ONA.
September is going to be a big month for these stories, right?
Oh, so much is going to break.
In the last few minutes in this break, mention, because we haven't even touched upon it in the hour yet, the exposure of the State Department.
Well, they are the original handler of Christopher Steele, going back to 2013, John Winder, Victoria Nuland.
Who has multiple
Kathleen
meetings
with
Nuland.
And more than 100 documents that he provided the State Department.
And at one point, what does State say to the FBI and DOJ?
In October 11th, Kathleen Cavillac, a Deputy Assistant Secretary working for Nuland and Winder, meets with Steele. And she transmits a piece of information back to the FBI, clearly alerting the FBI, their informant is over here talking to us.
saying stuff that's egregiously political against Donald Trump.
He admits, and wrong.
Yeah, and lies.
And he admits that he has an election day deadline to get his information out. that some of his intelligence is obviously wrong. There's a great moment where she writes in her notes, while this whole Russia scheme is being carried out through the Miami consulate of the Russian government, the Russian government doesn't have a Miami consulate. She could figure out his stuff was bunk. Why couldn't the FBI figure out it was bunk?
They didn't want to.
Isn't there an interesting moment here where now you seem to understand why senior Obama official at the State Department called Evelyn Farkas gives an interview after the election where she said, the stupidity of these people is epic in proportion, where she admits that we were desperate before the transition, before the election, to get this story of Russia collusion out as wide as possible across the IC. For what purpose? For disinformation.
Right.
And she says this on national television.
She did.
Evelyn Farkas.
But they all think they're doing a favor to the American public.
As
unelected officials, they think they're doing your listeners, the American people that voted for Donald Trump, a favor. They literally treat the American people like they're idiots that don't know how to make their own decisions and don't know how to do anything, and that they need to pick the president. They need to decide who is best to lead the country. And that is what is so disheartening, wrong about this entire operation. And this is the reason why, as Americans or as journalists, we have to expose it, period.
Because we have a coterie of very powerful people in this city who actually think 63 million Americans chose the wrong candidate for president.
And they have disdain.
And they have disdain for the will of the people. God bless both. I'm going to say it on behalf of, I know the people who are listening out there, we have 2 million listeners across the nation. We have a massive YouTube following already. What was it? We had 2 million views just in the last month. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to say on behalf of them, thank you to you two for what you've been doing and your unstinting work to get the truth out. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you haven't looked after yourself as you should lately, if you're not always eating your greens and your fruit, I hate kale personally, I think it's evil, then try this. It's called Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard has created an incredible supplement that is just fruits and vegetables in natural form, 6 little capsules that will make you feel healthy and make you healthier. Listen to my friend, New York radio host Joe Piscopo, who is an avid fan of Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours. Because we give everything we got to our audience, you always feel so drained. But soon, you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy, not only during your show, but before and after with Balance of Nature.
6 little capsules are equivalent to 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily, but you can if you order Balance of Nature right now. For a limited time, my listeners will get 30% off and free shipping on your first order, plus an extra $10 for any other additional orders. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use the special discount code GORKA, balanceofnature.com, GORKA.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this week with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer, in theaters this Friday. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Probably the best show ever. And I've been to his house, and it's very cool. I've swum out the back where Magnum, the opening credits, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just reliving my childhood on this radio show, and I'm having so much fun. I'm getting paid to do it with my friends in studio, John Solomon and Sarah Carter. My friends, I haven't mentioned it in 2 hours. Do yourself a favor. Order one of Mike Lindell's pillows. They're amazing. They never lose their shape. They never get hot. You'll get two of them, the biggest discount ever, with my purchase code 6998. That's only $34.99 per pillow. Free shipping guaranteed for 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. Promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. My engineer's waving things at me. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. Thank you. Thank you for spending this hour with us. One question left. One question that we are asked all the time. Who's going to prison when? And do you trust the new attorney general and the new Connecticut U.S. attorney?
I do trust John Durham. I do trust William Barr. But I'm still going to hold them accountable every time they make a decision. We're going to write about it. I have to believe that they are going to do the right thing. I do believe people will be indicted. I do believe people that signed off on a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant on Carter Page and among others that might have been that we don't know about yet, other FISAs out there, if they used falsified information, which we do know now, they'd never verified, and that information has never been validated. It is false, a lot of it. Then those people should pay the price. There should be a price paid for what they've done and for circumventing our rule of law.
John?
Here's going to be the big clue. We know Jim Comey just got a pass on his misconduct.
Oh, by the way, can I just interrupt you very rudely? Jim Comey, the great Republican, who in this calendar year with his wife has donated $20,000 to the Democrat Party. Yeah. Just a little tidbit. Sorry, John.
Well, he got a pass from the Justice Department. He was referred for prosecution for the mishandling of classified information, his memos on Donald Trump, and his discussions about the Russia case. And so, you know, you got to keep that in mind. The real clue about whether there will be accountability is if and when we hear witnesses are getting grand jury subpoenas.
Yes.
If that happens, then you know there's going to be some criminal prosecutions. If no grand jury is impaneled, we still could get a very damning report and picture, but there may not be the accountability people are looking at in the courthouse. It's all going to come down to the grand jury, and we should be watching that courthouse every day.
And that's what makes me so mad, because if that's the case, then they are not doing their job, and it will happen again. And who the heck cares about a piece of paper that's going to be very damning?
Yeah. I drew reports are for bureaucrats written by bureaucrats with no consequences. We need indictments, and September could be the hottest month we've seen yet.
Absolutely.
We have been talking to the superb John Solomon, J. Solomon Reports, Executive Vice President at The Hill, the man in charge of Hill TV. Also, Sarah Carter. You need to follow her, Sarah Carter DC, and her website is Sarah, no H's, SarahACarter.com. The people who have been right all along. Next, chief investigator for that amazing organization, Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, in studio. Do not move away from the radio.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornados. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.